What's up, everybody? What's going on? So let's talk movies, guys. The Last Duel. I can't wait to talk this movie, guys. Matt Damon, Ridley Scott. We got a huge cast. Adam Driver. We got a huge cast in here. Huge screenplay. Let's talk movies. Let's get to it.
Do you swear on your life that what you say is true?
Taymarker, The Last Duel, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. Let's talk movies. Action. What's going on, everybody? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, HNOLA Ryan680, and this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie talk fans in the Movie Talk world. What's going on, man? Coming live from San Antonio, Texas. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. So, The Last Duel. King Charles declares that Knight settles his dispute with his squeal by challenging him to a duel, ladies and gentlemen. So this is it, guys. This is the last duel in France in the 13th century. So this is a really good epic story here that I felt like that just, right out the trailer we got out of this movie was just so, it's going to be epic, right? And you know, it's really no spoiler here to a sense to where we're actually seeing different sides to this movie. You know, we are. And it just, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but this is a totally different side of different directing from Ridley Scott, man. I mean, he does a phenomenal job here as far as directing three different sides to a story. And it's crazy because I know everyone in separate conversations and everything, you're just like, well, there's my side, there's your side, and then there's the third perspective. So this is very different in that sense. And we feel a lot of storytelling here. Obviously, with a 2.5 hour film, 2 hours and 32 minutes to be exact, this film does have its story put well together, and it has a lot to tell here. And I'm behind it all the way with the runtime. You know, the screenplay by Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, you know, we haven't seen this pair really together since Good Will Hunting. So this is really huge for me. I mean, just huge for everyone to really enjoy this movie because this is, you know, it's a great cast, a great solid film that I would say, you know, you get sucked into this world of just Ben, you know, you really get sucked into this realm into a sense to where like, dude, are they even acting? Because it's so well put together. Matt Damon makeup, the way the cinematography is in this movie, it's good and solid. You know, whoever scouted for this movie, for the scout set, it just did a phenomenal job here, I would say. You know, I really enjoyed the scout setting in this film. It's just so beautiful in France, and you know, it's a well put together movie, man. It's once again, it's well directed here. We see really Scott really just taking us into this realm and really churning it up and really changing it into a sense to where, because he also sheds light a lot of it too, because you know, once again, there's three sides to a story. And we get to see, you know, Jean Carouge and Ligris and of course Margaret story with three different sides to that story. So we get a sense in that Adam Driver's character, Matt Damon, and Jodie Comer. So may I say this, you know, Matt Damon, dude, he is just, wow. He's done a great job in this solid film. I enjoyed every bit of him in this movie. Man, I enjoyed him so much. It was just a good, great, solid, acting from him. Adam Driver, you know, we really see a different side of him in this movie that I haven't seen in a while. It's a great movie, guys. I recommend it. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie. I loved it, man. I really enjoyed this movie. It's definitely a great opening. So we get into this opening scene here, and it's just, it reveals us to where the sense of this tone really of this movie is going to go. And Ridley Scott just does an amazing job at telling this story. He really does an amazing job as far as the music, how the feel of this movie's really gonna go. And I loved every bit of this movie. But once again, I'm gonna say this, it's a hit and miss. I feel like fans are gonna really enjoy it, and it's fans are not, because for me personally wise, Ridley Scott's really hit and miss with me when it comes to these type of movies here. It was weird how everyone saw the same story. So it's pretty much the same story obviously throughout this movie, but it's like three different sides to this story here, and it's just crazy because I also, you know, we see Margaret's story here, and also he really, it's it really elevates her storytelling here in this movie, because it really shows, you know, and I feel like it spreads awareness too, because the situations, you know, how the Me Too movement is and everything, and how it's going at this very moment. And it really sheds light on that. It really sheds light on this awareness and everything. And I'm for it. Release date for this movie comes out to October 15, 2021, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, so I enjoyed this movie upscale, you know. Once again, it's just the acting. This needs to be Oscar recognition. It's somewhat in here, at least for some, you know, at least for the costume designs here. Just very authenticity here, I would say, in this movie. You know, Ben Affleck, you know, obviously I'm wearing a Zack Snyder shirt, Snyder cut. Ben Affleck, he's come a long way, obviously, you know, and I enjoyed his acting in certain movies. But man, he does a great job in this movie, man. I enjoyed him so much so into this movie, to where he really takes us into this character. He really goes and beyond in this character that I hate and despise. And you just grill it up together. You just be like, dude, I don't like you. And when you make me do that, I enjoy that character so much, because it's just like, you're the villain. Ah, but I enjoyed this movie so much, man. I enjoyed the little tightrope, and just how it doesn't really, it's a movie where it doesn't really get you off the edge of your seat, you know, to that sense, to where like Gladiator did and all that. I would say this film, it doesn't really have an epic twist in there. So again, it's a story, you know, based in France and everything. Literally the last duel that was in France. These character development between these Adam Driver and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck is just so done very well, man. This screenplay was just, I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed every word aspect in here. I enjoyed everything. My personal opinion, of course, you know, I enjoyed it. The action sequences in this movie are done very well, very to the detailed of this, because I just love, it wasn't gory. It really wasn't. This film was not gory whatsoever, guys, but it was still a very well told story, man. It really was. I enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy it, guys. Put on the comments down below. Maybe you did not enjoy it. Maybe Ryan, you're saying, talking all this crap. Tell me why in the comments down below, maybe why you did not enjoy it. But I'm telling you, I enjoyed this movie, guys. You know, was this the film that we deserve? Definitely, yes. Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie. We do say this movie, that we deserve this movie, guys. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. I'm going to give this a solid 9. A solid 9.0, ladies and gentlemen. Because, once again, you know, we haven't seen a movie like this, a pairing as far as Matt Damian and Ben Affleck, you know, since... I would say even, well, screenplay-wise, you know, the last movie I could think of is Good Will Hunting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Good Will Hunting was literally the last movie. How well he did this film, and how the sets, the just everything, the candle, even the candle lights were just authentic. It just, I loved it. And this film was during, this film was just, it was beautiful. It was beautifully done. Once again, I just love the sets in this movie. I really do. I love the castle. I love the medieval times. If you are a medieval times fan, you're going to enjoy this movie. I guarantee you, you are. But yeah, if you have not already, hit that subscribe button, man. Give me a thumbs up for my review, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my intake of this movie. And also, check out our other videos here. And as always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Aikonel, Ryan680, guys. Stay classy, San Antonio. And thanks for talking movies. Peace, baby. Wake up, wake up.